Hello, everyone.
Hi,
welcome.
Thanks for
Soul
tuning
to
in
Profit.
To Soul to Profit Radio, where you will learn how to integrate metaphysical concepts with practical business strategies. Let's face it, life gets easier when you allow yourself to live an authentic, fulfilling, and prosperous life. You're about to hear an uplifting show packed with ideas and concepts that you will want to remember. So grab paper and pen and let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I have a fantastic show planned for you today. I'm actually super excited about today's show because I have a guest who is a dear friend of mine, and I'm excited to introduce her to you guys. And I know you're going to love the information that she has to share with you. Her name is Pamela Sylvan, and Pamela is the host of Mojo Talk Radio, which is a web-based show designed for real talk to empower and spiral up cultural consciousness. She's also heading up a growing lifestyle magazine called Downtown and Around, which I've had the pleasure of writing for this year, and it's a really classy magazine, and she'll tell us a little more about that. And Pamela's also a professional publicist and PR strategist who helps her clients to create clear, strong messages to ensure their successful placement in front of their audience. Got a great show today, so welcome, Pamela.
Hey, Jason. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You are welcome. I was looking forward to our show today because you and I, you know, we met, I think, was it earlier this year? I was trying to remember. I can't remember if I've known you for how many years or just this year.
Well, I think it's been a short time, but really it seems like a very long time, doesn't it? And that's what happens when people sort of click and resonate right away.
Yeah, exactly. I really like what you're doing. And when I was first introduced to you and I started looking at your work and the fact that you are all about consciousness and helping conscious entrepreneurs expand their businesses, and that's what I'm super excited to talk with you about today and for our audience to hear your take and your insights on how they can upgrade their mojo and get in front of more people. So let's dive in. What do you say?
Absolutely. I'm excited too.
Oh, excellent. So please tell our listeners first, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from beautiful Victoria, BC on Vancouver Island, right on the jewel of the sea. Beautiful, beautiful way to live.
It sounds like it. And what brought you to Victoria?
Well, basically, it was a fluke. I hadn't planned on Victoria. I planned on a life by the sea, but I had no concept of Victoria at the time that I asked for that gift. And I was at a time of my life where I wanted to make a huge change. I wanted to sort of dive into the next level of beingness. And when it was time to make that decision, I moved from across the country. I was based in Ontario. And I thought, you know, my daughter was now going off to university, and that was that time where I could make a grand life change. And I took the opportunity, dove right in, did what I had to do, and came out west. And when I first landed in BC, I landed in Vancouver, had an opportunity to work in the Gulf Islands for a few months. And when that time was over, it was a matter of deciding if I wanted to go back to the mainland or not. And apparently it was not. I wanted something different, felt the energy moving me to a different way of being. And someone suggested, why not check out Victoria? I came, I looked, I felt, I said, okay, this is the place for me, and I've been here one whole year now. It's been one year ago that I landed here, and I've had a wonderful time since.
You know, that's remarkable because, and our listeners will soon discover, I mean, you really have created a tremendously successful business in a very short period of time. I had no idea you had just been there for a year. Because of your magazine, The Downtown and Around, you've really made inroads in the community. So hats off to you. And please share with our listeners how they, too, can make inroads into their businesses. Like, what were a few things that you did to really make an impact and get your business off the ground?
Well, it was choosing. It was a major decision. I said, you know, if I was going to put in the effort to create something and make the big move that I did, I really wanted to dive in. And it was scary. I'll admit that. What I wanted to create and I'm still creating, it took leaping over the fear that I felt. But I said, you know what? If I'm going to do this, it's a matter of choosing and then elegantly deciding what my next steps were. I had to get myself in front of people. How do I do that? And I went about seeking out the ways to do that. I became part of different networking groups. I went out into the community and met people and said hello. And I became curious about people and wanted to know more about them and share who I was. I opened myself up to people, had vulnerable, intimate conversations about who they were, who I was, and how can we do some interesting things together. And it was really one person at a time, and having some really great people say, hey, let's do something together. And it's been spiraling upwards ever since. So that would be my first piece of advice to people is get curious enough to make a strong, firm, committed decision to go forward.
I like that. And, you know, I know that you are the mojo maker. And please tell our listeners, what do you mean when you refer to the word mojo?
Mojo. I like it. Well, you know, in a short way, it's really I speak about the inherent magnificent power that each of us carries. Some of us are quite aware of it and co-create and co-collaborate with that energy and power, and others have still yet to come to that knowledge and awareness about themselves. You know, a lot of people are at this time running around looking of ways to sort of fix themselves. There's nothing to fix. It's about recognizing who you truly are in this world and in this life, and plugging that in. It's like plugging a lamp into the socket and the light turns on. It's about how do we get you to turn on to who you really are and what you bring to the table, and that brings value to other people's lives. And so my whole Mojo Maker message is really all about that in your business and in your personal life. It's not just, well, what am I doing in privately? It's the message that you're bringing to the world. How can we polish that and inject who you are so that your audience can say, hey, there he is or there she is. I've been waiting for that person all my life.
I like that. Good answer. So how can people plug in, as you say, you know, plug into their mojo?
Again, I'll bring back the decision to do that is monumental. There is so much amazing information on the planet. I mean, Jake, you share a lot of consciousness information yourself. And as you know, it's really a matter of choosing to dive in and go down that path of self-discovery. It's practice. I think a lot of people also think that the minute you read something, you go to a workshop, that it should happen right away. It's the everyday application of the principles that you've learned. Every time you get up in the morning, what was that piece of wisdom that I received from that person or from that course or that book or whatever it is that you picked up, and start practicing. It's going to feel awkward. It will. Thinking in a certain way, if it's not your normal way of thinking to this point, will feel awkward and clunky. And it will feel like you're not making progress. It's a committed, consistent, forward movement to always want that thing. Whatever it is that you want, you have the ability to do it. It's the stick-to-itness to it. It's the ability to keep thinking that you can regardless. A lot of us spend a lot of time looking at the obstacle. And I just want to share a really cute story about obstacles. I have a daughter. She's 20 years old right now, but when she was quite young, a baby still in a stroller, we had taken her to the zoo. And one of my favorite animals has always been the elephant. So we had taken her to the elephant area and had gone really close as we can get. And we're trying to point out to Taylor that look at this magnificent creature in front of give. And she was fascinated with the stone wall surrounding the elephant pit. And no matter what we did or pushed her head to look at the elephant, she kept staring at the wall. And that's like us in life. We keep looking at the difficult thing, the thing that's hard to climb over, instead of the magnificence in front of us. And I'll never forget that. That was a really great example of how we get stuck. If you want to flip on your mojo and connect to your mojo, look towards the magnificence in yourself. Look towards the end result of where you want to go. And next thing you know, these two things are pulled together, where you are and where you want to go.
Yeah, that's. I like that story. It really does amplify that, you know, something as big as an elephant can be right in front of us, but if we're not tuned in enough to see it, we're actually seeing the things that are blocking us from seeing something as magnificent as that elephant. You know, you and I have, I think back fondly on the many conversations we've had about manifesting, and I loved being on your show several times. You and I talked on and created videos together on the power of manifesting. And for our listeners who haven't seen those videos yet, would you share, I always like your take on manifesting and how to draw more to you in life. Would you share your belief around manifesting and how our listeners can manifest more for themselves?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, such an interesting question. I just sort of stepped out again into actually teaching that in a group I call Golden Daring Divas, women, powerful women coming together to really go to the next level around the whole manifesting and magnetizing your goals to you. And it really is about looking at the end in mind, not dwelling there. But, you know, Jaden, you know, when we talk, one of the things that I've always maintained was the feeling that I know something. You have to get to that place where it's really about having the awareness of strong faith. I know we look at what is, we look at what we don't have, we look at what we've only been able to do so far in our life, and we try to create from that powerless place. Well, I only have so much money, I only know so many things, I only know so many people, so I can't do it like the others are doing it. So we look to the others, the celebrities, the millionaires, the billionaires, and we say, I can't do it like them. We can. We just haven't arrived at that place of belief yet. So practicing powerful belief. One of my favorite books is by the late Wayne Dyer, titled "When You Believe It, You Will See It." And we do our life the other way. When I see it, I will believe it. Well, until you believe it, it's not going to happen, because everything in life that is required or you need is there, but you can't see it based on your set of beliefs. It's like when you buy a red car. Until you buy a red car, you don't see them. When you buy it, everybody has one all of a sudden, right? So it's choosing what you want to see and building up the belief of having that. And I know for your listeners, they're saying, well, easier said than done. I've done it. I've tried it. But how long have you done it? And I always try to get people to a place of, what do you know for certain in your life? What do you really and truly believe in? And if you have a hard time answering that, well, okay, we believe the sun will come up tomorrow. Let's go there. If nothing else, we know that. We think that, right? How strongly do you know that in your beingness? That's the same type of feeling to connect to what it is that you want to create in life. It's about creation. And when you have that powerful type of energy built up around faith and knowingness and awareness, you're able to pull and magnetize those things towards you. And how it's supposed to happen, none of your business. Just magnetize, go about your business, do your hard work, and the universe or life will figure out the minor details for you. It's practice. It's all about practice.
Yeah, I like to think of it as life as like a big experiment, you know, like you would as a kid going into life with really being open to the results, but being, you know, kind of playful and inquisitive and looking at things and seeing what works, what doesn't work. And you know, your reference to the millionaires or billionaires, I think it's also a matter of, I once heard a quote, I can't remember who said it, but they said it, there's a million ways to make $1 million. And that always stuck with me because it occurred to me that there are a lot of ways to become financially successful. And each of us are so unique and different that when we apply ourselves, when we take a disciplined approach to life, we can come up with our own formula. You know, I truly believe that. You know, one person may come to manifesting abundance through real estate, or another through creating businesses, and another through inventing things. And yet that may not be applicable to everyone, you know. So as each people finds their way, and like you start off this interview talking about the importance of really going within, that it's not an outwardly process, but it's going within, it's doing a little introspection, discovering about ourselves, you know, how we are wired and how we can create, or like you say, co-create with the universe. So thank you for your view on that. I'm totally with you, totally supportive of that. And also know that our listeners, you know, we have wonderful open-minded listeners here who are entrepreneurs and who are out rocking it in the world, building their passion-based business. And so let's talk a little more about that. You know, when you talk about the mojo, like you're in the business of helping people share their message and build their businesses through PR. So what can our listeners do to, because I think you really help people kind of with the DIY method, is that right?
Yes. I mean, you know, there are people that will hire me on a retainer basis to run their campaigns, but I really enjoy the process of opening people up into that space of, you can do this yourself. You know your product, you know your services. All I'm doing is opening you up to the awareness of how you can get it done for yourself.
So tell us, what do you, you know, there's a lot of different social media outlets out there, and what are your top faves? Like where, you know, in terms of, like, let's say a new client comes to you and they say, all right, you know, I want to hire you to do this for me. Where do I need a presence? Like what are the top few ones that you believe every entrepreneur needs a presence on or in?
Well, you know, I will always say the top three would be, you know, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and things like that. But it depends on the person, their personality. It depends on the type of business they have. And if it conducive to being on Facebook, is that where their clients actually are? Their clients might only be primarily on LinkedIn, or they do better on Twitter. It all depends. And we go through a discovery process to do that, because I really don't think that there's a one-size-fits-all approach to how things get done. There's an overall general approach. We know that you need to do marketing. We know you have to blow your own horn around your business and what you do. We know, you know, it's about creating the perfect message or types of messages to put out into the world, discovering who your perfect clients are. So there's general things that you have to know about your business or should be lined up for your business. But then we get down to the sort of individualized things that will help you individually get out into the world in a perfect place. I've tried many things myself, and I've clicked into things like running Facebook groups where we're able to get on there and discuss things. I have a group called Rockstar Publicist for those that have gone through my training, and then I spend time sharing in that space with them all kinds of tips and the ins and outs of how to get yourself booked on radio or TV or magazine. So I continue to teach in that space after they go through the program. And then it's about asking yourself, how do you want to show up every day? Do you want to show up on new venues like Periscope, an opportunity to do live video streaming and maybe do a little 5-minute blur, 15 minutes, however long you want to spend some time sharing with people? Do you want to have a rockin' and rolling type of blog where you give everything you've got to your tribe on a consistent, maybe daily, weekly basis, so they know that they can always receive. So it's really about creating the framework for you to arrive in the best possible way.
Yeah, so it's what I hear you say is it's a very individualized process because it's based on what you're interested in sharing with others to build your audience. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, when I get up in the morning, it's all I can do to not jump on the computer right away and start because I've fallen in love with the process. I know how I excel. I know my spaces. My spaces are Facebook. My spaces are the blog and the radio show and Periscope. I have a little harder time dragging myself to Twitter. It's 140 characters zooming by fast. As important as that is for us to get our messages out, I tend to like the sort of the intimacy of Facebook groups more, where I can, you know, put my thing in there and have the members respond back in kind. So it all depends. You might want to do networking in your community and have a mix of both traditional as well as new media. New media meaning the online spaces, social media, blogging, radio shows and such. So it's really defining how you want to show up in the world. But you have to show up, and that's the other thing that I teach people. Social media is social. It's not about getting on there, and it's not TV. A lot of people treat it as TV. A lot of entrepreneurs disappear because they don't feel comfortable talking about what they do, and I dub them undercover business people. And until you've arrive at that level of comfort for yourself and talking about yourself and teaching people about what you do and how to excel in what you do, your star will take a long, long time to rise, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. And this is the best time ever for small businesses. A lot of people say they don't have the money to engage the services of marketers or PR people like myself. And I say, you don't have to. Learn the tools that are freely given and start using them to the best of your ability. Because when these things start going on a pay-per-play basis, then we're going to say, oh, I wish I had jumped in.
Yeah, I like when you say show up. I've often said that 90% of success in life is showing up and the other 50% is being present when you do show up. So, yeah, that's a real... real important thing to do for sure. So you help people take their business to the next level. Clearly, you've done that with your own business. That's what I really admire about you because you actually practice what you preach, and you're someone who has created a lot of success in a fairly short period of time. Because you've been, how long have you been in business doing this? 12 months or a little longer?
Well, in this area, I've been in business 12 months in Victoria. I've been in business 12 months. I started the magazine when I arrived, but the whole PR side of things, I was doing that before. So that's how, you know, I've sort of cut my teeth years before on that. I was teaching aspects of PR before I arrived on the island. But I've really sort of ratcheted things up because I became clear on what I wanted to do. I wanted to showcase other people and what they're doing. And just recently, we both know this person. I had a guest on, Teresa Zagrabra, and she talked about mass influence. And, you know, it's about teaching people the aspects of how to become influential. Everybody wants to be the star and be seen and be heard and be the center of attention. And there's nothing particularly wrong with any of that, but it's also finding others in your space that you can bring in and add them to your journey and talk about them. And as you talk about others and shine that light, everybody starts to shine and everybody starts to rise. And that's really a big part of my training as well. It all lends really beautifully too to the whole social media aspect as well. Here's an opportunity to find people and to move them forward too. And as they move forward, you go forward as well. I mean, to me, it's such beautiful synergy. I just wish more people would see that and apply it to their businesses. I challenge anybody, if you find people that you want to big up and start doing that. You will see how your business starts to take off. That's really, if I had to give you any one secret, that's my secret thought to what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, that works on so many levels. One, energetically, because as you assist others to rise up, you too rise up. That, you know, I love the quote, a rising tide raises all ships. So as we lift up our people in our space and other entrepreneurs, I agree with you. I'm actually a part of the Evolutionary Business Council, which Teresa is the founder of. And in fact, she's on my show in 2 weeks. I'm excited to talk with her. I actually was able to, she sent me that book ahead of time, and I was one of the group of people who went through it and gave her feedback before the book was actually printed. So I was fortunate enough to read that book ahead of time. And you're right, it's a fantastic book, and she's got a really solid message. And I agree with you. I mean, I think that if there is one thing to help people move their business forward faster than anything else, it is being of service to others. And I think that's a really solid philosophy. So, Pamela, tell us, you know, there are so many, like, these sites like Hootsuite and sites that help bring together the social media posts and sharings. Because, you know, I mean, it's, if you're really on top of it, between Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, there's so many different sites to be posting on and to be aware of and to follow and keep track of. Do you agree with, or do you recommend sites like Hootsuite or some of the other ones out there to help with the social media stuff?
Well, there's a nice little mix for that. And I would say that, yes, use it as a tool. Tools are wonderful. There is such a conglomeration of choices of where to post, and it's all part of that whole syndication process that I teach people as well, is to use the tools, but use them sparingly. People still need your personalized touch. You know, if I did everything via dashboards, the true Pam would not come through. So it, to me, I need to respond to people in real time as much as I possibly can. I need to have real-time messages. You can use the dashboards for certain things, you know, maybe pre-posting quotes and things like that. But for teaching, I would leave that for the times when you have the time to do it. Marketing, PR, along with social media, to me, that's the business you're in. I, you know, you might be sewing dresses, you might be making shoes, you might be creating beautiful works of art. But until somebody says yes to it and buys it, it's a hobby. If you're actually an entrepreneur in business for yourself, the business of marketing, the business of PR is something that you need to put up there as your top-notch thing. If you're not moving forward, it's because you're not in the business of marketing. It doesn't matter what you are. If you are online, the business of internet marketing is something to be looked at. It's not, oh, well, when I have time, because that's something people say too. Oh, I don't have time. Well, I'm thinking, well, when will you have time? When will you tell people what you're doing? When will you teach people about some of the messages that you have? We get so lost in our heads. We get lost in the doing of our thing. And I say to people, I'd rather you stop creating what you're creating and start marketing what you have created. Start sharing what you have created. Start syndicating your messages. Repurpose the content that you have done already, instead of trying to keep doing more and it sits on the shelf. Nothing worse than creating stuff and it sits in your basement, in your garage, or on your shelf somewhere. And that's really my message. And my thing is to help you do it with fun, love, creativity, and imagination. It's not this deep, dark, heavy thing people have placed on marketing, because that's how it used to be done. We have such an opportunity to have fun with this now. Like I say, when I get up in the morning, I have to pull myself away from doing this before I do all my other stuff first.
You love it, don't you? That's awesome. So, and it clearly comes out. In your opinion, what is the, you know, as you're, you know, we're all putting our business out there, and we're connecting in with our audience through social media. What's your opinion on sharing personal things? Like, you know, is it appropriate as a business owner to post pictures of your family and kids or the dinner that you're having that night? Like, what's your take on all that?
Well, you know what? Our tribes are our tribes for a reason. They have resonated and connected to us on a certain level that they're not even aware of. Yes, they might want your product or service. I need someone to build my house, for instance. So I'll find someone that knows how to do that. But if there are 10 people in the same business as house building, how do I connect and how do I choose? Maybe it's someone that's a little bit like me, that's in the realm of some of the things that I love and have an interest in. And the only way people are going to know that is by you, the house builder in question, sharing a little bit more than what you do. I mean, we're all multidimensional. We're not just house builders and marketers and all the things that we do. I have a life, you know, after I do what I do all day long, there's other things I have interest in. I like to read. I like to walk. I like to take pictures. There's a multitude of things I like to do. I mean, you don't have to share the itty-bitty gritty things about your life. You know, I mean, that's a little bit too much and too excessive. But yes, I mean, I see you posting, Jane, and I love the beautiful views from your deck. I mean, all of these types of things are a huge fascination and beauty.
Mm-hmm.
People love seeing that about you. You know, they see that you like to relax, that you enjoy your family life. That there's somebody I want to work with, somebody that has similar values to me, right? Someone that I feel like there's a camaraderie about. Yes, business is business. Your question, I would say, please share something about yourself.
Okay, thank you for your expert opinion on that. I see it both done both ways, and I was just curious what you thought about that. So, Pamela, I ask each guest the same two questions when they come on Soul to Profit Radio. And the first question is, how did you discover your purpose?
My purpose has always been that. I think I've really been rolling around in my purpose for the last 30-odd years. And it was just a matter of owning it. I've always had an interest in the unseen part of life. I've always had an interest in how to expand my awareness. And I've done a lot of reading and a lot of things like most of us have probably gone through. But it was making it okay to do it. I mean, we all have to go out into the world and earn money, right, to keep the roof over our heads and our bellies full and all of these things. So I thought to myself, how can I pull my love of expansion thinking into the mechanism of what I do, teaching people how to be seen in the world? And that's really what Mojo came up to. I was in an airport. I was coming back from Halifax from a presentation, and I was in the airport tired, waiting to fly back to Ontario. And a client texted me and said something, and I said, you know, I think I've lost my mojo. And his reply went back to me and said, Pam, you could never lose your mojo. And that day, mojo was born in my brain. And I said, how can I pull those two things together and have a great time? And, you know, it took me 3 years to give myself permission to call myself the mojo maker. But I said, you know what? I'm going for it. So I think our purpose is always with us. It's just a matter of turning around and facing it and owning it.
That's an awesome story. In fact, that's one of the best responses I think I've ever had anyone say on the show. So thank you for sharing that, Pamela. I love that. And, you know, the second part of the show is all about profit. And, you know, and when I mean actual business profit, right? So what are a couple of steps that you've taken that helped turn your business into the profitable category?
I asked for the sale. You know, it sounds so crass. Oh, my God, she's talking about money. But you know what, folks? Until you do that, there's nothing happening. But do it elegantly. Show what you do. Put out into the world what you do. If you follow me online, you will see every now and then I'll put out something what I do. I do it in my newsletters. I do it online. I do it in all of my spaces so people can see, oh, we can rent Pamela's brain. How cool. We can have Pamela for an hour to discover what we can do in our own businesses. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Or we can gather around with Pamela for a half a day workshop to do something, but I'm always coming up and offering myself and my services. And I'm going to be more of that around the magazine too. It's like letting people know that, you know, all of these things are there for you. So unless people offer up what they do and put it in front of me so I can say yes or no to it, I can't make a decision about it. We can't read your minds. We have to know what it is that you do. I don't have to say yes, but at least I know. And if it's not me, somebody else that I know may need to know about what you do.
Powerful. So, you know, simple and powerful, right? Like, ask for the order. It's so true. I couldn't agree more that is a really powerful process. And I like how you put that, where you do it in an elegant way, where you put your offerings in front of people, you let them decide. But at the end of the day, we have to create a call to action, right, to get people motivated or inspired to do business with us.
Well, absolutely. And that's why social media in all its forms, whichever one appeals to you, is an excellent forum. You know, you give bits and pieces of tips. You give your best. You share. You do what you ever can do. And you never be afraid to share. Some people will say, well, if I tell them everything, what are they going to buy? Oh, my gosh, the more you tell them, the more they want. You can't outgive the universe. There's no fear around this. When you give of yourself, that's when they start to show up because they see that you care enough to do this all the time. Every morning, every week, make a plan, do an editorial calendar. Every three bits of teachings that I do, I throw up an offer. I do three more teachings, I throw up an offer. Make it into a formula for yourself, whatever works for you. That's just how I happen to do it. Do tips and add your website, your www at the end of everything, so people will say, well, let me go and see where she is and what she's actually up to. Let me see what she's always talking about. So it's really giving them what they need so it gets into their awareness. I mean, in the world of PR and marketing, you can't say something once and expect people to remember it. There's too much stuff going on. You know, but it used to say it took 7 impressions. You know what? I think it takes more like 12 or 15, to be honest with you.
Wow. Yeah, that you're right. I've always heard between 6 and 8, but I tend to agree with you now. 12 to 15 seems like a more accurate number. Wow, yeah. I tell you, our show goes by so quickly. So what's the last thing, Pamela, that you can leave our audience with, which will help them get their mojo on with their work?
Decide, move past the fear. You're waiting for it to die is never going to happen. Just do it anyway. You're not alone. Find an accountability partner that will keep you on track with things, and just do it. This is your time. Just go for it. There's no other time like now. Just go for it.
I like that. And for our listeners who are listening to this interview and they're saying, wow, Pamela knows her stuff. I want to work with her. I want to find out more about her and what she's about. Where can they go to find out about you and your offerings?
It's pretty simple. Everybody can track me down at my website, www.pamelasylvan.com. They can find me on Facebook at Pamela Sylvan and Pamela Sylvan Mojo Maker, and on Twitter at Mojo Maker. And I pop up a lot of places.
Excellent. That's Sylvan, everyone. S-Y-L-V-A-N, Pamela Sylvan. Definitely check out her work. She is someone who I follow closely because I really admire her abilities to help people take their business to the next level with what they're doing in their social media. And she's also an awesome person. I mean, you can tell from this interview that she is someone who truly cares to assist people and help them get to the next level. So highly recommend her work. Pamela, love talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
J, Jayden, it's been a blast as usual. I mean, you know, we always have good times when we're together. So I'm looking forward to having you on Mojo Talk Radio, and we're really going to kick things up a notch.
We sure are. I'm looking forward to that as well, and I'll put that out to my list and make sure everyone dials into that, because we'll have part two of this conversation on your show.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, Pamela. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
There we go, the wonderful Pamela Sylvan. Loved what she has to say about marketing and getting your information out in front of people and asking for the order. I think that I can't stress that enough. You know, asking is such an important thing to do. Oftentimes we get shy about it, and sometimes when we step into our passion-based business, we take it very personally whether or not someone says yes or no to doing business with us. And that's something that we really have to move beyond as you step into your passion-based business, because it's not a personal thing. It may be personal to you because it's based on your expertise and your experiences. However, we really have to detach from the outcome and not take it personally if someone says no. It simply means that they're not quite ready for your greatness and what you have to offer. And, you know, I think, too, it's like, I've learned to train myself to get excited when I hear the word no, because I know eventually the no's lead to a yes. You know, so it may be, you know, three or four people will say no to me, but then the fifth person, the very next person says yes. So we only can get to the yeses when we first hear the no's. So start getting comfortable with hearing no. Start asking people for the order. As Pamela said, you know, you can do it in a very elegant way, what you're putting out your social media posts. And then also, as you're bringing value to people, you have to ask for the order. You know, you have to ask for some kind of call to action, whether you're desiring for that person to sign up for your newsletter, for your opt-in, for your free ebook, or whatever it is that you're sharing with people. And or it may simply be to call in and have a complimentary consultation with you. Regardless of what it is, we still have to ask people to take action. And that's one way that assures you to have a very successful and profitable business, is based on the number of times a day you ask people to take action. So I challenge you this week to ask at least one person every single day this week to either buy your product or service, or to, you know, refer someone to you, or to get booked to speak, or to have a complimentary consultation with you, you know, something that eventually will lead you to doing business. And it just takes a daily ritual or a daily practice for you to get in front of people and ask. So you get to decide this week what you want your ask to be, and make sure that you're actually showing up every day and asking people to take some form of action. That's so important. As we know, this is an incredible time of opportunity and growth. It's a time that energetically, for any of you who are highly sensitive people or, you know, feelers, you know that things are feeling very different now than they ever have before. And it gives us a lot of opportunity right now to create change in our lives and to literally upgrade and up-level our business. And that is a reason why I scheduled my next course, Upgrade Your Finances, in November, which is November 5th through the 8th in Calgary. And I have found a corporate sponsor, so the event is going to be super affordable. It's $497 for 4 days of learning how to upgrade your finances. You're going to learn things like why budgets aren't good for your financial health and what is good for your financial health. I'm also going to share a strategy around knowing the number one investment you can make that brings the highest ROI, which is return on investment for you and your money. I'm going to share the number one investment, what that is. I'm also going to share with you how to take control of your investments and finances, you know, how to read a financial report and read a brokerage statement and start educating yourself about your money, because that will truly change your life. For more information about this, reach out to me, jadensterling@gmail.com. Have a fantastic week, everyone. And for us Canadians up here, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.